Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Red Circle, and Spotify. Also, the Five Reasons YouTube channel. Make sure you hit like, subscribe, and turn the notifications on. Also, check out the new Off the Floor. It's got about 100 times more features than our old Off the Floor did. You got to sign up through Discord. It is up there as the pinned tweet at Five Reasons Sports. We'll continue to promote that. We're close to 200 members right now who are chatting literally all day and all night, okay? And you can mute it if you need to, but into the middle of the night, they're chatting about the Miami Heat. So get away from Twitter. Check out Off the Floor. Also, check out the great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network. It includes our friends over at All Pro Construction Builders. You can find them at allproconstructionbuilders.com. Our guy Danny, big Miami Heat fan, but more importantly, he's the guy to reach out to, 305-484-4429, 305-484-4429 to get the storm windows, get the storm doors. It's always hurricane season in South Florida. You never know when the big one's coming, so be prepared. 305-484-4429. Family-owned business, fully certified contractors. They also can do your renovations for you. We know 8% interest rates. It's hard to find a house right now. Just renovate your own. You can definitely do that to your home or business. So reach out to them. All Pro Construction Builders, allproconstructionbuilders.com. And now, today's episode.
Down to Biscayne. Yikes. Five on the floor. Ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing. You can check the score. Hustle hard. Couple scars. Wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buckley said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing. Got it all band. Y'all seen the block. Stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust. It's power, have the guts. We here to bring the heat. Y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
All right, welcome back to Five on the Floor. Here's today's floor plan. I'm Ethan Skolnick. You can follow me at Ethan J. Skolnick and at Five Reasons Sports. We've got Greg Sylvander. You can follow him at Greg Sylvander. Going to do a two-part episode for you today. There was a little bit of Heat news. Also, make sure you check out the episode that I did with Brady and Alex on the Heat's new additions, two veterans, Richardson and Bryant, and also the rookie Jaquez. Kind of what's happened so far and where that might go. I think we came to a different conclusion than we would have 2 or 3 weeks ago. So listen to that, about 30 minutes that Brady and Alex and I did today. But the big news today, Greg, I'll let you tee it up. I actually got the T-shirt on right now. You can still find this on FiveReasonSports.com if you like. He's one of our favorites, of course. He's been on this podcast 3 or 4 times. In the past, recently retired. And I knew he was going to be back with the organization. Like, coaching never made sense for him, but this is the closest thing you can do without coaching. Yeah. Some would say that's actually what he did the past 3 seasons. But this is a more official title to it. It does not prevent him from doing anything out in the business world. We know he's got a new highlight team. He's got a bunch of businesses around town. Greg, what exactly is the new title for Udonis Haslem?
Udonis Haslem has joined the front office, which I think that is a good thing that Heat fans want to hear, as vice president of basketball development. It says his responsibilities will be a resource to the coaching staff, mentoring Heat players, Skyforce players, as well as representing the organization in the community. It's very similar to Alonzo Mourning's first role after he retired, frankly, where you do a lot of, at least, you know, just basically as I'm looking here, a lot of stuff in the community. You're a forward face of the franchise, but also from UD's perspective, I think them having him, you know, whether it be on the practice floor with the regular team, or if he goes to Sioux Falls for a couple weeks and spends time out there, that's invaluable for those guys. So I feel like he'll probably have an easier transition on the basketball side than Alonzo ever did. But he's perfect for the community part of this as well, Mr. 305. So it's awesome to see he's in the front office, and who the hell knows where it goes after this, you know?
Yeah, that's really the two things. There's where it is now and where it goes. So to start with where it is now, You obviously want him around the young developing players of the Miami Heat. That's, you know, he embodies that. He's the undrafted king. We know that they're going to continue to rely on that to some degree. And just to have him around, like Zoe is around, like, you know, others from the organization, you know, Keith Askins, John Crotty. There's just a lot of people who've played for the organization who are still around. And that, obviously, you mentioned Zoe, Caron Butler, you know, who was there, Anthony Carter before him, before he left, Quinny. They just, you know, that's what they do. They bring back their own people. Wayne Ellington comes back this year. So you have different eras from all those Heat teams. Shane was there for a period of time. And, of course, you mentioned Zoe. I think that the bigger thing here, though, is where it could go for him. Because he has talked a lot about ownership. He's made it very clear that he wants to be at the highest level someday. Well, this keeps him engaged in the process, kind of learning the business, which I think is very positive also. And look, we don't know what's going to happen with Pat at some point. Pat's not going to be there. And there are others we've talked about who could move up in the organization. Andy obviously got an elevated title this past offseason. Adam Simon has been promoted a couple of times. So he's in the mix. Possibility of Spo maybe going to the front office someday and somebody else taking over as coach. And then, of course, we've mentioned Zoe. So, I mean, there are, you know, these other options under the Aronsons. And now, you know, Udonis becomes another in that line. And as appropriate as any of them, you knew, again, he was going to stick around. He was going to do the community stuff anyway because it's who he is. He wants to be involved in all those projects. But to actually be representing the Heat for it specifically is positive. And who knows? Maybe someday this helps bring a certain number three back into the fold in some way. So it's all good. I'm happy for UD. I think he would have been bored not being around in some capacity. And he had the three-year transition where he wasn't playing that much and did some of these things. Anyway, I don't know how much he's going to enjoy Sioux Falls, but he talked to his guy Mike Miller about where the Applebee's is because that's where Mike is
from. He's from right out there. You're right. Do you think this is I want Ethan's opinion here specifically. Do you think UD will be rocking a suit alongside Pat and Alonzo and Andy and all those guys sitting down there at the game?
I do actually. I think so. I mean, he's slimmed down over the years. He kind of he looks a little different in a suit than he did at one point. But UD's made that transition to the business world in a lot of ways. I mean, he can still be authentic and dress up sometimes. And I think that's where he's at right now. And look, like I've said before, you know, I've done this for 25 years, Heat, Dolphins, Panthers, Marlins, a little bit of Canes. He's my favorite all time. I'm very open about that. Not as a performer on the court necessarily, but again, his authenticity as a human being, what he's always been for me. And so I want him around. And I think that this is a good day. Like Heat fans, you know, we're fresh. You know, they make the jokes about no acquisitions and all this stuff and everything, or others from outside the Heat organization. Oh, well, UD was doing this stuff anyway. That's what he was the last 3 years. Anybody can make their jokes. The reality is he's a pillar of the organization. He's a pillar of the community. He's been as important to the community as anybody pretty much but Zoe, honestly, over the years. If you look at what Zoe's done with low-income housing and the Overtown Youth Center and everything, and UD picked right up. And, you know, Dwayne was kind of a bridge in that regard, but they're sort of the three that have done the most, I would say, out of the, you know, the Heat players for particularly for the 305 area, even though I joke with UD that he's, you know, he lives where my daughter goes to school in the 954, but, you know,
Southwest Ranches or whatever, way out there.
My daughter's in Davie, but it's all kind of the same thing when you get out there. But yeah, I mean, it's just one of those things that it's right. And I'm glad that they did it. I think that on the heels of Bam being named captain, who was the Udonis Haslem endorsed candidate for captain, is these kinds of things the organization tends to still get right.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, there's been some missteps over the years, that Jordan jersey, where is that one up in the rafters? Some mistakes that have been made at times, but for the most part, they get these things right. They understand the ceremonial stuff and they also understand the facility of these kind of things. It's not just ceremonial. Like UD is going to have an active role and he's not going to shy from it, and he'll work and he'll be frustrated if others don't work at his level. And I think that's another positive of this. They have a living embodiment I now I sound like what Spo would say. It's not, that sounds like a Spo
of phrase, heat culture. We gotcha.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say heat culture, but to have a living embodiment of what the Heat believe in. Can I say that? Work around it.
Yeah.
Without the trademark and the jersey and all the rest. It's a positive. There's nothing negative to say about that. So congratulations, UD. All right. There may have some negative stuff to say after the break here about where the season may be going based on where the schedule is. But we do want to mention another great sponsor of the Five Reasons Sports Network, our friends over at Water Cleanup of Florida. If you have mold damage, water damage, you got to reach out to Michael, Robert, and our team, also our fantasy basketball competitors. Reach out to them at Water Cleanup of Florida. It's WCUFL.com, WCUFL.com. They've got the preventative program too. We know the insurance companies don't always take care of everything after the fact. I mentioned All Park Construction Builders being licensed contractors. So are these folks. They are fully licensed by the state. They're based in Boca Raton, but they service the entire area. They even helped out on the west coast of Florida when they had a natural disaster. So reach out to them. Water Cleanup of Florida, WCUFL.com. If you've got the schmutz,
they got the guts.
Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. As you know, we heard from Pat Riley recently. Everybody has an opinion on trades, free agency, who they should keep, who they should give up, who they should get. Well, whatever it is that Riley and the Heat do, you don't want them giving up too much and getting too little, right? Well, the same is true of shaving products, and that's why I use Harry's Shaving Products. I love the way it handled, I love the way it looks, and I love the quality of the shave. I have a little bit of trouble growing out a good beard, so better to just shave it off and make sure that it looks somewhat professional. These are German-engineered blades made in their own factory, so they stay sharp longer, means you can use them longer. And also, they've got customizable delivery options for scheduled refills as low as $2, half of what you pay for other big brands. Also, I would recommend the shaving lotion as well and the body wash. So check it out. You can go to harrys.com/5. That's harrys.com/5. You'll get a $13 trial set for just $3. Again, don't pay too much and get too little. Same is true of shaving as NBA transactions. harrys.com/5 for your $3 trial set.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, so now let's get to this part of it, because the Miami Heat have not gotten off to a good start on the road. They've won 3 games at home, 2 by the skin of their teeth. But they have this road swing coming up, and it's one of these weird road swings, because the fact that it's on the road is more daunting than the actual opponents.
Yeah.
So there's not a lot of teams playing that well here on the schedule, but it is 9 out of 10 on the road, taking you all the way up past Thanksgiving. I actually may cover those 2 games in New York at the very end, but they've got a weird trip around Thanksgiving, basically, and those can bring a team together. And I know Spo will talk about that, but then they've got this one home game in the middle of it. So let me go through it. They're playing the Grizzlies in Memphis on Wednesday. By the way, if you've heard Eternal on this podcast, he's covering for us his first game in Memphis on Wednesday. So that's going to be an interesting experience. By the way, Eternal wants to play Jimmy in spades. I don't think that's actually going to happen. But it starts with the Grizzlies, who have been a major disappointment this year, not just because Ja's out, but also Steven Adams being out. And I thought they'd be better, but Tyus Jones not being there anymore to stabilize the backcourt has clearly hurt them. So they start with the Grizzlies. Then they go to Atlanta. Then they get Wemby on the second night of a back-to-back, a Spurs team that has been competitive, and not just because of Wemby, but their young players have played pretty well under Pop. Then they get a day off. I'm assuming that they'll spend that on the road. They're not going to come back. And then they go to Charlotte, and you'll actually be covering that one. And then they come back for a game against the Nets. They get a day off, fly to Chicago for two games in 3 days, a Saturday and a Monday, stay on the road, go to Cleveland. Ugh. Who's probably the best opponent, I would think, on this trip. And then they go 2 days later for a back-to-back Knicks and Nets on the road. And it's, again, one of those weird back-to-backs. It's a 7:30 Friday and a 6 o'clock on Saturday. So actually it's a compressed back-to-back before they go home. Are you concerned about a trip like this so early in the season with the team teetering a little bit? As we've seen, no. I mean, I thought they played their best game against the Lakers, but then they kind of fell apart at the end and had to squeeze out of it. Or do you think this is good for them?
After what just happened this summer, Ethan, we can't be hurt anymore. No, I'm joking. This is a situation where, honestly, because it's not a gauntlet of crazy good West Coast teams, you know, those trips where you go to Denver, Golden State, Portland, I want to say Seattle, but it's not Seattle anymore. I know you and everyone else who's traveled wishes it was Seattle. Yeah. But because this trip is not a lot of great teams, I actually think it could be a road trip where the team comes together. Dr. Jack, Coach Tony, Spo, they all talk about road trips where teams come together, and all the way back to, you know, the Road Warriors, etc. This team needs some of that to kick off this road trip. Memphis, Xavier Tillman is not going to play. They just released their injury report as we're recording. He's going to sit out another game, so they'll be down him. That's another big man in the front court for Memphis, so they're really hurt. Atlanta's been a really weird team. Trae Young has looked weird to start the season. San Antonio will be interesting. And then obviously Charlotte is they're improved. They've played a lot of teams tough, so it's a weird trip. I also think it's probably good for them that, like, Chicago, Cleveland, the two games in New York, when we talk about road games consecutively, at least they're not traveling super far. So it's not a crazy trip in the sky. But then they do no favors by coming back to Milwaukee and Indiana at home, two Central Division opponents that are always tough. I actually think this team probably needs to get slapped in the mouth as much as possible early, figure this stuff out. They got two good victories in a row since Haywood Highsmith was inserted into the starting lineup. So for me, let's do it. Like, let's see what they're about on this trip. If they come back to Miami above 500, I feel like Heat fans got to feel pretty damn good about that November.
Well, they'll be pretty close to the 20-game mark, which is Pat's mark. And, you know, then we'll start to talk about the constitution of the roster and whether or not changes could be made. I don't think it's a bad thing for them in the sense that there's not a lot of back-to-backs on this trip. I think just the one, right, the New York one. Oh, and the San Antonio one is the second night of a back-to-back. So they got two back-to-backs on these 10 games. That's not excessive. And like you said, they've got short flights. That's positive. And these are the teams that they're going to need to beat, ultimately. Like, if you're talking about moving up in the East, I mean, you got to beat New York. You got to beat Cleveland. Chicago looks like they're on the verge of breaking the whole thing up. I mean, they had a team meet. Players only meeting after game one. So they're sort of headed that direction. And you can expedite that process. I know some Heat fans might like to get in on some of their players, whether it's Caruso, LaVine, DeRozan, et cetera. I don't know that that's necessarily going to happen. But I think when you look at it, like, to me, if you're serious about competing, like, this has got to be a 6-4 stretch out of 10, even though a lot of the games are on the road. And you have to build, as, again, I'm quoting Spo again, that identity on the road. Like, they've had some teams that have been better on the road than at home. I think when you look at what happened, first thing, the Milwaukee game just got completely away from them. Boston, they were competitive for most of it. If they got the same Jimmy that they got against the Lakers, I think they win at least one of those two games, probably the Boston game.
Agreed.
He wasn't particularly good in either of them. And like you said, they've got Highsmith in the starting lineup. Perhaps Caleb comes back towards the front end of this trip. Maybe Josh, and we talked about Josh a lot on the last podcast, but maybe he kind of works himself into the mix here in a cleaner way. He hasn't been particularly efficient with the way he's played on either end so far. So, and they have a deep enough roster that helps you on these long road trips. I'm thinking, we talk about them being over 500. I mean, right now they're a game under. They really should be a game over because the Nets game to me is just unbelievable that they blew that against a team without three starters and a rotation player. They get another shot at Brooklyn here on the road. I think they got to go 6-4. That's the way that I look at it. I mean, I don't know. They'll drop one that they shouldn't drop. They lost to Charlotte twice last year. They're very capable of losing to some of these teams. So I don't have an expectation of an 8-2 run, but 6-4 would be nice.
I agree. And another bit of news that I think will be helpful for Heat fans is already ruled out Caleb Martin. We know that, who you mentioned. Who knows when he'll show up? I think probably on this trip, though, we should see him eventually. But the other two was Nikola Jovic and Jamal Cain. Both were out. They did not travel, actually, to Memphis. But the hope is that both will catch up with the team on the road trip. So you should see those guys available for depth down the road. But for Memphis, you won't see Jovic or Jamal Cain in addition to Caleb Martin.
Probably wouldn't have seen those guys anyway, the way the rotation is gone. And, now Love's out of the rotation, which that may change by the end of this trip. I think, a good way to look at this is, and again, we're calling it a trip. There is that Brooklyn game at home in the middle of it, but
which is
it's weird. A trip. I mean, you're rolling home for one. Everybody gets to repack the bags, basically, see everybody at the facility. Get in with the trainers, then you're back. You're gone again. Like you play the one game and you go. It's a weird deal here, but I haven't seen many 10-game road trips. Must be something going on at the arena. It's not my job to promote what they have going on there, but is it the circuit? It used to be the circus trip. They would disappear in January at the beginning
It's early for that. That's why it's weird.
Is the circus still going though? Barnum and Bailey's bankrupt, aren't they? Which circus? I don't know. Drake
We're playing off the rails.
10 nights. They got Taylor Swift in there. It's time to end the podcast. Thanks to Water Cleanup of Florida. Thanks to All Pro Construction Builders. Congratulations to UD. We're allowed to say that. And make sure you check out all the other episodes. Also, check out the episodes from our other contributors on the Five Reasons Sports Network. We're starting to put some of those on the podcast so that you can experience somebody other than us on occasion. So whether it's in English or Spanish, give it a chance. Have a good night, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. After all, someone needs to listen to my dad.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.